this is my big beef with San Fran. Okay, we went out to dinner Saturday night, and then we had about 45 minutes before McGregor and Cowboy were in the octagon. We go to a sports bar. We find one like a block away. We walk in. Fight's not on.
Yeah.
And we ask the bouncer. We go, why wouldn't you have the fight? He goes, oh, no one really has it in San Francisco. There's only one. There's two bars that I know of that even have the fight.
What?
I'm like, where am I? Like, what are you talking about?
You're on the moon.
Exactly. This is a major American city, and the UFC fight is and all. I mean, they're on in convenience stores in Toronto. Yeah, you walk into McGregor. Exactly. So we haul ass, get in an Uber, go to this one spot, capacity, won't let us in. We walk all the way across town to the other one. As I'm walking up to the front door, I see the Irish flag. He's already been in. He's already knocked him out.
He's done.
And it's over. So, it was what was it, like 40 seconds? I missed the whole fight. I saw it later on ESPN.
A couple shoulders.
I had a real issue with San Fran, the fact that the UFC fight wasn't on every single sports bar.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, it was a wild night in Vegas on Saturday night. McGregor, he's back. I mean, according to many, anyway. Let's see what ESPN MMA analyst Brett Okamoto has to say about that. Brett, would you argue Conor McGregor is officially back after Saturday night?
I mean, that type of question is always tough to answer, especially after 40 seconds of fighting, you know? But here's what I'll say. I'll say that, like, all week he looked motivated, and when I listen to him talk, it reminds me of, you know, 3 years ago when he was at the top of the sport, man, and he wasn't losing to anybody, and he was not only not losing, but he was dominating those types of fights. He was knocking out Jose Aldo, which Jose Aldo at featherweight was unbeatable for 9 years, and he knocked him out in 13 seconds. Went to the Garden and dominated Eddie Alvarez. I mean, he has the type of skill set and also just the type of aura where I think his opponents have a hard time. They have a hard time dealing with it. I mean, I would say that was part of Cowboy's problem too, is that he just got caught up in that a little bit. He looked a little stiff in that opening round. And if you're stiff against Conor, then he takes advantage of it pretty quickly.
Brett, what did you make of it? I mean, just Conor's technique, everything. I mean, I know 40 seconds, and I saw Rogan breaking it down, but was it impressive by Conor, or like you say, it was more stiffness from Cowboy?
You know, I think it was a combination of both. I mean, Cowboy does have a history of this. I mean, the guy has won more fights than anybody in the history of UFC, so he's a very, very good fighter, but it is kind of a proven fact at this point that sometimes when he comes out, he's just a little stiff. He's going through the motions. There are guys in this sport, you hear this kind of cliche where they got to get hit before they know they're in a fight, and then they're in it. So that was definitely part of it. I thought that was part of what we saw on Saturday, but it was also Conor's good. You know, Conor is very, very good, and that's why when he fought Floyd Mayweather a few years ago, I said, man, you know, I'm happy to see him box Floyd Mayweather, and I'm happy to see him get all this money, but I'm also kind of disappointed because if this guy stayed in the gym and kept developing his skill set, I mean, he could be special. He could be one of the best fighters we've ever seen. So I think you got to see both. You got to see a little bit of stiffness from Cowboy, but you got to see the brilliance of Conor.
I think it's set up beautifully for Dana White and the UFC, the way it went down, the fact that he dominated the fight. He ends Cowboy in 40 seconds, a guy who's got a great reputation, been around for a long time, racked up tons of stats.
You think 40 seconds is good?
I think it's great in terms of the promotion of the next fight. You know, in the moment, it sucks because if you bought it or you're there, you're like, oh,
like the whole
it's 40
production
seconds.
Of getting in that building and then it's 40 seconds.
Yeah.
You'd have to be thinking, what the hell's going on here?
I'm talking about if I'm Dana White, because now I can't promote. This is the Conor McGregor we all know, we all love. He's back, whatever, whichever catchphrase you want to use. And you set it up for the next fight. And it sure seems like Dana White is pushing the Khabib fight, but Khabib fights Ferguson in April, which means he likely won't fight again until, I don't know, September? I don't see that adding up for McGregor. If McGregor wants to fight, you know, two or three more times this year, how do you see that playing out, Brett?
Yeah, that's a little bit of a fight that these two have to have, because I'll tell you what, I mean, you're absolutely right. Dana White is pretty set on him fighting the winner of Khabib and Tony, and that's particularly true if it's Khabib. I think the UFC knows that if they can make that rematch and they can build off this idea that Conor wasn't at 100%, you know, the first time they fought because he was distracted, and that now, you know, after a 40-second knockout, you know, we're going to get to see the real Conor, quote-unquote, against Khabib. They really like that idea. They like the history and the animosity between the two. But, yeah, Conor wants to go again. I told Dana this myself when I interviewed him on Saturday. I said, I would love to see him fight Jorge Masvidal, man. And I don't think that really messes up anything that you're trying to do in any division, because let's say they have that fight. It's kind of a fun fight. Jorge can still fight for the title at 170, and Conor can still go back down and fight at 155. I think that the fans would buy into that idea that they're just going to fight each other in the meantime, and that both of them would get bigger, you know, on their way to a title fight. So that's me as a fan. That's what I would love to see. I would love to see Jorge fight Conor. I think there's definitely a chance of that. But they're going to have some conversations about it, because you can definitely tell. I mean, it's clear as day that the UFC is pretty set on Conor fighting for the 155-pound title against Khabib if he gets by Tony.
Brett, did Cowboy lose any, we'll call it, respect within the fighting world? I know, listen, Twitter is not an indication, but I saw a lot of people saying, are you kidding me? Like 40 seconds. But all I could see that night is them listing his accomplishments, and they were quite proud of him, even though that it didn't go so well in that first 40 seconds. But, you know, in the fighting world, do you sense that he lost anything from fighter to fighter?
Short term. I think short term, you know, people are like, man, Cowboy, you messed up, man. I mean, this was your big fight, and this was arguably the worst performance of your entire career. It's the fastest season he's ever been knocked out. So I think short term, you know, and like you say, Twitter, I mean, you don't put a whole lot of stock in that. But, of course, people are like, man, Cowboy looked terrible. There are some idiots saying that he threw the fight. I mean, obviously, that's ridiculous. But I think long term, it won't matter. You know, I think it's part of Cowboy's legacy that, yeah, he never won a title. He never completely won the big one, but that's not his legacy. His legacy is that he turned around and he fought every month, it seemed like, you know, and he stacked wins, he stacked finishes. He was a guy who was willing to fight anybody at any time. That's his legacy. It's not that he came up short in these big fights. So yeah, I think short term the sport is a little bit down on him. They said, man, that was a really poor performance by Cowboy. But give it a few weeks, they'll still hold him in very high regard.
Always great catching up with you. Appreciate the time. Thank you, Brett.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, guys.
Brett Okamoto of ESPN MMA analyst. And, yeah, it seems like White is really pushing the Khabib matchup, which I get. That'll be a monster. They'll make more money than they've ever made in company history. But I would love to see him fight Jorge Masvidal. Like, Masvidal has blown up in the last year in terms of who he is, his
right.
reputation, everyone's going back and finding the clips of him street fighting in Miami with Kimbo Slice, and his attitude, how he promotes. I think he would drag the old McGregor out in terms of his promotion, in terms of him starting right. to freak out and yelling and screaming and all that kind of stuff.
That guy had an attitude, Kimbo Slice.
Big time.
Did he ever?
Big time.
Well, his Lieutenant Dan attitude.
Monster. Like, those are scary videos, man.
They actually are. Like, that's...
Guys are getting, like, knocked out on the street. And then people
are
like,
just in a random backyard or something. They're just
that's fighting. Always where it was.
Yeah, there's Fight Club.
Pick
that's
up your
was.
Guy and get him out of here. Like, there's no paramedics around. There's no refereeing.
No ref like to check to make sure that everything's good. It's just,
and that's where Masvidal started.
Like, dust up
fight, like street fights in Miami. So I would love to see that fight, but you see your boy Floyd Mayweather jump on Twitter and Instagram right after the fight promoting Mayweather versus McGregor 2, because it sounds like, not shockingly, Mayweather's running out of money.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He's looking for another payday. Maybe Manny Pacquiao wants to box Conor McGregor.
They're all looking for a piece, because it's money.
He's making money.
Prints money.
He was making money.
I spent $65 or whatever the hell it was the other night for 40 seconds.
Yep.
Although some of the fights leading up, we're pretty good.
They're always good. The
undercard
can't
box
is always
again.
Great.
Why doesn't Mayweather go in the octagon?
He's not going in.
Dusted.
Because it's both ways. Like, McGregor's not beating them
right.
in a boxing match, and they would get destroyed in the octagon. Like, if
McGregor had put him in like some sort of chokehold or arm lock or arm bar.
Yeah, but McGregor's got to say, I'm not doing that again, because you already won. That's your specialty. Come and try mine.
But he doesn't care about winning. He cares about getting paid.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah,
the whole thing's a spectacle.
McGregor's mind, he has experience from the first fight. He may think in his mind that he can do better the next fight. Now, I don't know what better translates
to. He's not beating Floyd Mayweather.
He's never going to meet...
No.
Mayweather's never been lost doing it for a living. He's never lost against legit boxers.
Right.
He's not losing to McGregor.
How much would you pay, though, for... Like, I'm not interested in another McGregor-Pacquiao fight. Are you? At this stage of their careers?
Like, Mayweather-Pacquiao, you mean?
Yeah.
No, sorry,
I say McGregor-Pacquiao?
Yeah.
Mayweather-Pacquiao.
No, I'm not at all. Like, and I'm not interested in McGregor-Pacquiao. Like, I'm interested in McGregor-Mayweather to an extent more because of the promotional stuff.
Right.
But not this new McGregor, I'm rehabilitated, and I'm a nice guy, and all
that.
I have no interest in that.
I want to see that Khabib go at him.
That's a fight. I want to see Masvidal and then him take on Khabib. Like, those two, I'll pay happily, and I'll be excited for both.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see where it all goes.